The Ketchikan Airport has one. So does the Walter Soboloff Building in downtown Juneau. Now, a fringe group of homeowners are installing wood pellet boilers to heat their homes. Not to be confused with wood-burning stoves, these boilers have been marketed as a cheaper alternative to heating oil, at least in the long run. But is the framework there to make the technology go mainstream? From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Crystal Higdon takes me downstairs to her garage, where her family recently had a reason to celebrate.
So it's a whole house system.
They completed the installation of a new wood pellet boiler. So when the moment came to hit the switch after a year of anticipation, Higdon says they didn't pop open champagne, but they did make brownies.
Invited the electrician and the plumber and everybody over, made a crock pot of chili and just had a big party that we were firing it up.
Higdon is one of about four homeowners in Juneau who have made the transition from electric resistance heat or oil to a wood pellet boiler. It works like this. The pellets ignite, and that heat is transferred through pipes of water around the home. The boilers can run about $12,000 just for the equipment itself. Not included in that price is the installation, inspection, and upgrades needed. But Higdon says for her family, it seemed worth the initial investment.
It just felt right for us to kind of move away from the dependence on oil wherever we could. And the timing was right to have to replace our boiler. And so we were looking at options of, you know, some kind of renewable energy that we could use.
Whether or not wood pellet boilers are a renewable form of energy is debated, especially when the pellets have to be shipped from someplace else. Still, Higdon says her reasons for wanting it were practical, as well as environmental. She learned about the system through word of mouth. And with any emerging technology, she says they've run into a few surprises.
Well, we had to, find someone who was willing to install it without, maybe knowing how.
And now there's another hoop to jump through, building a wood pellet shed. It's not a necessity, but it would make it easier for Higdon's family. They would only have to fill it up about once a year. The shed has special dimensions and a slope floor which feeds the boiler.
So the folks in town that we contacted, several contractors, had never built anything like that.
We were listening. She came at the right time. We were trying to figure out what type of project we wanted to do.
That's Justin Fantasia, and he's talking about his students. He's a faculty member at the University of Alaska Southeast and teaches construction technology. He says although it's a unique arrangement, his class sometimes partners with people. Higdon is paying for the materials, but Fantasia's spring semester will be building the pellet shed. He says the main focus is to swing a hammer and to see a project through from start to finish. Last semester, they built a tiny house.
We don't want to be trendy, but we want to pay attention to what people are excited about.
And for the time being, that seems like it could be wood pellet boilers. Fantasia says the university would consider teaching a class on the installation if there was interest.
Construction technology changes super fast. Everybody who's been alive for 10 years or more probably has seen new building products come on the market, new techniques, new concerns with changing costs of oil, hopefully going up for at least the state's reason.
Oil prices are going up, but the overall price of heating fuel is cheaper than it's been in the past. Higdon thinks her wood pellet boiler will eventually pencil out in the next 4 years. In the meantime, as she waits for the shed, she's keeping the golden pellets of Douglas fir in a gray plastic bucket. Right now, her family buys them in bulk at Home Depot, shipped from Oregon. There's a business in Ketchikan that makes wood pellets, but there's not a bulk delivery system yet. Higdon says, living in the Tongass, she would prefer to buy local.
I would, yeah. And so if that's available in the future, you know, we're hoping that there's enough demand that is created by people installing them that something like that could happen for Juneau.
The regional native corporation, Sea Alaska, outfitted its headquarters with a wood pellet boiler. And about 2 years ago, it added another when it opened the Walter Soboloff Building. In the past, the corporation has shown interest in developing the wood pellet market in Southeast by creating demand. But as of now, the pellets they're using come from Washington State and British Columbia. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.